Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. But let me be nice about this. It's almost hump day. Today's Tuesday, 8/13, August 13th, 2013. And my name is August 13th, 2013. A lot of 13s in there. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is K-12 Education Talk Radio. And thanks so much for being with us today. We're going to have a wonderful show today. I've got my pal who always makes me laugh, who I talked to on the phone, but we didn't have the show last time. I'm going to bring her on in a second. Kelly Schofield, she's the principal over at Dana Elementary School in Henderson, North Carolina. And this is a partnership for 21st Century Skills show. They have the exemplar schools, and I'm hoping Helen Soleil, their executive director, joins in with us. If not, I think Kelly will be able to handle it. Kelly, hang on for just a second. I want to get a little housekeeping done before we go further. First of all, I want to thank our friends over at Follett. That's at Follett.com, Follett.com, for sponsoring today's show. They're great friends. They are great friends of this show, always have been, and they are kind of, I would like to say, there's a new Follett out there, and it always has been a K-20 spectrum, okay? And now more than ever, it's a K-20 spectrum. They are just a wonderful company, okay? So go over to Follett.com, and right as you open up that website, it says Empower Education Everywhere. And if there was ever a company that represented that statement, believe me, it is Follett. More than 10,000 talented and dedicated associates who strive day in and day out to simplify the delivery of education to customers everywhere by anticipating their needs and delivering solutions that exceed customer expectations. Just go check it out. You will find it just amazing. It's Follett at Follett.com, F-O-L-L-E-T-T. And thanks so much for being a continuing supporter of the shows that we do here on K-12 Education Talk Radio. We are going to archive the show. Oh, Helen is there. Great. Fantastic. I just noticed she called in. Okay. We're going to archive this show at our website for K-12, which is education-talkradio.org, education-talkradio.org. We tweet at EduTalk Radio, and I hope you take a minute and follow us over there at EduTalk Radio. And by the way, when you're over at the website, you can link over to Higher Education Talk Radio and Community College Talk Radio. And if you scroll down through the middle of the site, you'll see some interesting education news, our scheduled shows, plus the archive shows. That's all at education-talkradio.org. Okay, enough about me. As George Costanza says, let's talk about you. We've got Helen and we've got Dana. I'm going to bring them on in just one second. Dana Elementary. You got Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
I just called you Dana.
That happens sometimes, you know, but that's okay. I'm Kelly.
I know. So you're Dana Schofield at Kelly Elementary School?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay,
I go by many
you're the
names.
Opposite.
I wear many hats okay. And go by many names.
Right. Hi, Helen. I hear you laughing. Let me introduce Kelly first. Kelly Schofield is the principal of Dana Elementary School in Hendersonville, North Carolina.
That is
okay.
Correct.
And did you ever connect with my other friend down there?
Your other friend?
Kelly?
I did connect with your friend. Yes.
Yeah,
I did.
All of a sudden I lost names here over at Sim CEO.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Good guy. Derek Luaby.
Derek, yes. He called me and we got together. It was great.
He's a cool guy. Next thing you know, you'll be moving to Czechoslovakia.
Yeah. Don't start that rumor. That could get ugly. So. No.
Whose phone? Helen,
I'm
is that your
moving.
Phone ringing? Whose
My phone
was
is not
ringing?
Ringing.
Okay, cool. Helen, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can now. Okay, Helen Soleil. You like the E at the end, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Helen Soleil. Go ahead.
E sounds like A.
Helen Soleil. Right. Executive Director at the Partnership for 21st Century Skills, good friends of ours here at the show. They are, I love this phrase, a catalyst organization in the 21st century skills movement. P21, P21.org works with education leaders, the business community, state and federal policymakers to ensure that the U.S. education system equips students with rigorous content knowledge and the skills they need for college. Actually, this is interesting. College, career, and citizenship all begin with a C, and you also have your four C's over at p21.org. So as you're preparing kids for college, career, and citizenship, they need to follow the four C's. Helen, here's your quiz for today. What are the P21 four C's?
Well, thanks, Larry. First, it's great to be here on Education Talk Radio, and we thank you so much for your friendship and partnership and support of us. So the four C's are creativity and critical thinking, collaboration, communication, and...
Yes.
And
ladies and gentlemen,
communication. I said all four, right? Creativity
yeah,
and
I think you
and,
did.
And
ladies and gentlemen,
communication,
Governor
collaboration,
Rick
and critical thinking. Let's see. It's early in the morning.
I know it is. Remember when poor Governor Perry
you
got stuck
them.
On that one? Yeah, you know. So communication, collaboration, creativity, and critical thinking, okay? P21.org.
That's right, exactly.
And they will help you with college, career, and citizenship. Okay, so it's all C's. It's all C's at P21. You should call yourself C21.
It's like well, C, yes.
Yes, yeah, we should.
If I may, the collaboration for 21st century skills.
Well, you have to collaborate to get the 21st century skills. This is true.
Exactly. So now it's C21.org, okay? And now we have seven C's, and I'm sure we can come up with more. Here's one. You're located in the city of Washington, D.C. Yeah. P21.org. P21.org.
You've given us new things to think about today. So
there you go. That's what I do.
Right.
Kind of like I'm like Larry
that's
David.
That's what it's
I'm
all
always
about.
Questioning.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm always questioning. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, Kelly. You're an exemplar school. Mazel tov on that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay.
We're,
now I'm going to swing
very proud
back.
Of that.
I'm going to. And you should be. And Helen, tell us what an exemplar school is and why Dana Elementary. Yay, Dana! What is their team name down there?
We're the Wildcats.
The Wildcats. Let's see
we
how
we are the Dana Wildcats. We are very proud to be Dana Wildcats. Represent
Let's
Henderson
see how
County
the studio
Public
audience.
Schools.
Let's see how the studio audience responds.
They should be roaring because
they love the Dana Wildcats. Okay, now Helen, tell us what an exemplar school is.
So an exemplar school is really a school that implements, you know, on a real systemic level, the four C's and the P21's framework. So when we visited Dana Elementary and when we looked at it, we were just blown away by the ways that they have created an environment, a learning environment, a professional development program, a school system in their school that is really devoted to bringing their kids into the 21st century with really impressive learning experiences for them. So they are living and breathing the four C's, you know, through their standards, through their assessment, through their curriculum, through everything that they do and everything that their teachers do. And that's really, you know, what an exemplary school, you know, has in it. We have a impressive set of exemplary schools that we are identifying. This year we'll identify 25, which is impressive set. And Dana was really one of the first that we saw that we were just really blown away with. And so I want to just stop and let Kelly talk because she has the kinds of things she has done there are really quite impressive.
And I agree with that. I do want Kelly to talk in just a second. I have one more question before we swing to Kelly. Why did you visit Dana Elementary? Was there some kind of form they had to fill out, or were they referred by parents or superintendents or school boards? Talk to me how you got to Dana Elementary to make that
assessment. So they were – it's a great question, Larry. They were referred – we have 19 state partners. At P21, and North Carolina was actually our first partner state.
Wow.
And they were referred to us by the Department of Ed. We are reaching out to our states and saying, you know, help us, you know, find these great places where this is happening and let us visit them, celebrate, and, you know, and promote and build awareness for where these schools are. And so the Department of Education, Rebecca Randall and Angela Quick, the chief learning officer there, have said, well, you just have to go see Dana Elementary. And actually they were with us when we went, or Angela was. So it was just great to be able to find out from them and to visit the school.
That is great. Thank you for doing that. Now, let me swing over to you, Kelly. Okay, you're the principal over at Dana Elementary, and, of course, congratulations on all this. Let's define Hendersonville and your school district, and also let's give a credit to your administration and superintendent and all that. You're welcome to mention those people in your school board.
Absolutely.
Talk to me about Hendersonville.
Hendersonville, yes. Well, we are in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains right here in Hendersonville, North Carolina. We're actually Dana, North Carolina, but our physical address is Hendersonville, North Carolina. So we're part of the Henderson County Public Schools. Proud to be part of Henderson County Public Schools. I feel like we have you know, one of the highest achieving school districts in our state. So we're really proud of that. We have a very supportive central office staff, really just have a really great school district. And that's one of the reasons why we're able to do the things that we do, because we have such a supportive school district. Our superintendent, Mr. David Jones, very supportive of us and really supports us in our move towards the things that we've been doing, which is really that when you talk about college, career, and citizenship, those are our focuses, and those four C's. I mean, that's what really drives us, and I think that's what the team saw when they came.
Let me go over the four C's again, P21.org, critical thinking and problem solving, communication, collaboration, and creativity. Okay?
Yes.
All right. How many schools are there in Hendersonville?
There are 13 elementary schools. We have four middle schools. We have four high schools and early college, and then the Balfour Education Center.
That's huge.
That's pretty, you know, it's a pretty big school system. But it's small enough that we all know each other. We're very collaborative. I have to say, I started here as a teacher assistant and had administrators who encouraged me to go back, get my teaching degree. So I feel like I really can speak to how people grow as leaders, and this school system did that for me. So it's really a great place to work. So that's my pleasure.
Congratulations on all that. That is a fascinating story, Kelly.
It is. I really started, and grew from within, and were given so many opportunities, and I've had opportunities because of my school system throughout the state. I was on a state math team that went around and did professional development throughout the state. So I've really had a lot of opportunities because of my.
You are the Horatio from rags to riches, teacher assistant.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
Award-winning principal. You're the Horatio Alger of Hendersonville.
You certainly make it sound way more than that, but yeah. That's
you deserve me. All the. Doesn't she deserve all the kudos, Helen?
I don't deserve all the kudos. But
she
does.
Sorry, I was
on
mute.
Being
she certainly deserves a huge kudos. I agree. The Horatio Alger, that's great.
I really believe in public school, and that's kind of it's nice to have some platforms to be able to say that we can get it done in public school, and public school is not broken, and there's a lot of great things happening in public schools, and. So it's nice to have some platforms to talk about it. So I'm happy to be here today and to talk about that.
Well, I'm thrilled to have you here. And I remember our conversation after the attempt at the last show, and you just made me laugh the entire time. You were so funny.
Yes. I can be serious, you got to have humor.
You could also be funny. Talk to me about how you got involved. How did you get involved in the P21 Exemplar program?
Well, our superintendent, Mr. Jones, called and said that the DPI, Department of Public Instruction, was looking for schools to be nominated, and he wanted to nominate us. And so there, I think there was an application process that he filled out, and then they talked to us from DPI, kind of knew about our school through some other awards that we had received. And so they talked to us. I guess we made it through that level, and then the P21 came out for the day and spent the day with us, which was amazing. I mean, they had rubrics and people talking to us and going through the classrooms and looking at the things on our walls and looking at what was happening in the classrooms, but also sitting down and talking with the students, which to me really is telling about what happens in a school, because you know, we knew they were coming, so of course on any given day you can make things look a certain way, but when you talk to the students, that you can really tell what happens in a school every day. So they spent a lot of time talking with students, a lot of time looking through student work samples, and then they spent time talking with a student group, they spent time talking with a teacher group, and just applying their rubric and their what they were holding as their exemplar to what was happening at our school. And then they spent time with us giving us feedback, and it was just an awesome experience.
It is an awesome experience, and one of the things that you just mentioned, and Helen, I'm going to ask you to comment on this. We always go over that they talk to the principals, they talk to the administrators, they talk to the school board, but the important one, Helen, and I want you just to speak on this for a second. You're the executive director of P21, okay? I always say students are the customers, okay? And like any business proposition, you got to please the customers. So the fact that you were talking to the students and getting their feedback, Helen, I think is incredibly important.
Well, it was very important for us, and it was one of the things that was just incredibly striking, because these students were very articulate, and you know, we didn't walk in any classroom also that you couldn't walk up to a student and say, well, you know, what are you doing today? And the answer that you got was really about, you know, about learning and about what they were doing. It wasn't about, you know, some finite skill even or finite, you know, fact or, you know, we're reading this chapter. But it was really about the learning that was taking place. And then when you talk to them, you know, about what they are doing, and, you know, these students were elementary students, and they're thinking about what they want to do with their life and what their strengths are and what their, you know, what their weaknesses are, what their goals are for the day and the year. And it was just incredible that they were so self-aware about, And you know, it's the school and the leadership and the administration behind those students that are building that kind of student every day. And that was what was so incredibly striking to us is what those students, you know, how engaged and really aware those students were of what their learning path and journey ought to be and how they could, you know, make that happen.
Wow, great statement. Thank you, Helen. That was nicely said. Let's talk about it, boots on the ground. But before I do that, Kelly, let me ask you, I forgot to ask, what grades is Dana Elementary School?
Dana Elementary is K-5 school.
Okay,
we have
cool.
About 500 right now, as of today. I think we have about 530 students.
There'll be more.
There'll be more, right. We fluctuate. Yep. We have a high mobility rate. We're Title I school. We have right at 80% free and reduced lunch, around 46% minority, and that minority is predominantly Hispanic. So, and our LEP numbers are right at about 43-44%. So, and that's on paper. In reality, it's a little bit higher than that. Our Hispanic numbers are a little bit higher than that. So we. You know, language is definitely an issue for us that we face. We have a lot of students that come in non-English speakers, so we have to really work on that. So that communication piece is critical for us at the very beginning. Just that language. So that kind of, and very rural. We, in fact, I'm looking out my window, and on all sides are apple farms. So,
nice.
But we have a very supportive community. Our local community right here in Dane is very supportive. We have great community partners. We have good support from our Henderson County commissioners and our local school board. So, I mean, we're really lucky in a lot of ways. So.
And you are indeed, and you just surprised me, and I always find it astounding, you know, when people think of Latino students, we always think of Texas and California, Arizona, those areas. And here we are in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina, where you just described your school district as being a great deal of Latino students. And it just shows how that is a national thing these days, and that
absolutely.
We have to be very, very aware of that.
Absolutely.
We work here, and I know Helen knows this group with ALAS, the Association of Latino Administrators and Superintendents,
yes.
who are very concerned mm-hmm. about being sure the Latino kids are taken care of. We also work with a lot of companies here. One comes to mind, Mind Research Institute. They have a lot of products, them in math, in terms of visual learning, so that it's not a language problem. You know, and it's interesting the way you folks, okay, in Hendersonville, it literally in a part of the country you wouldn't realize that are so heavily in the Latino area. It's just amazing to me. Just
right,
amazing.
And it's a lot up with the agriculture, you know. So
yeah.
Our side of this county more so than the other side of the county, and our school has the highest numbers in our county. But yes, people don't realize that when they think about Hendersonville sometimes.
It's just amazing. It's everywhere, and it's good. And when we get these kids on the right track, like you're doing at Dana, you're going to see the results that will literally make the 21st century a terrific century here in our country as you get the education down pat. Talk to me about your teachers, Kelly. Okay, your teachers have to develop collaboration and critical thinking skills, obviously, as an exemplar school. How do the teachers work together over at Dana Elementary with under your leadership? Let me say that.
Right. Well, you know, that to develop those skills in students, you have to first have them in your staff. And I think you had talked earlier about culture in a school, and it is. Mm-hmm. I'm a firm believer that you have to have a quality or a positive culture in your school, a culture of learning, and then these things are all going to happen. And so that's really where it started, with developing that collaborative culture amongst our teachers, and really those critical thinking skills, those questioning skills among our teachers. And then they, in turn, practice those, model those things for the students. So they're very collaborative. My teachers are extremely collaborative. They're planning. They plan together.
Wow,
barely in the bathroom without planning. You know, you can't go anywhere that they're not talking about school. And so then that...
Perhaps a better example would be getting coffee without the planning.
Maybe, but, you know, it
yeah,
even just follows them everywhere. But they don't get coffee, really, so that wouldn't be an example. You know, that they, but they, you know, they're just... they really are very collaborative, very student-centered, very critical thinking, like always questioning, always thinking about how to do something better, how to look at data, how to look at a lesson, how can we better meet the needs of individual students. So then, in turn, that turns around to then turning it over to students. So if this is how we work in our job, then how do we get students to model this in their job, which is their job is coming to school and learning and getting this information. So so then how can we set that up for them so that they're doing the same thing? So it just sort of trickles down to
them. You know, you said their job is learning, and of course it is, but you also over at Dana have, and I think it's a good segue, your student leadership curriculum. You're obviously mm-hmm. working, and correct me if I'm wrong here, you're obviously working with your students to bring out their leadership quality, so that, and I would bet you to help other students. Can you explain what you mean by that student leadership curriculum, which is a trickle-down from the teachers doing it?
Absolutely. We use, and we've been using for several years, the 7 Habits for Highly Effective People, modeled after the Stephen Covey Covey, sure. Seven Habits for Highly Effective People. It's the Seven Habits for Happy Kids, Leader in Me series.
I read the wrong book. I read Tolkien's book, Seven Hobbits for Better Leadership.
Oh, did you? Well,
that was a joke.
I got that.
Helen, laugh at my joke.
I'm laughing. Ha ha.
Thank you.
I would love to hear about the Hobbits, the Seven Hobbits.
The Seven Hobbits,
so we had
okay.
some teachers that piloted that several years ago, and then it sort of permeated throughout the school, and it's consistent, pervasive now. We wrote a grant a couple of years ago from the I Am a Leader Foundation, and we were able to get the official training for our whole entire staff, custodians, office workers, everyone. So it's... we have we use a leadership model basically, and we are teaching or actually teaching is probably not the word to use, but we have a framework set up so our students are leaders, and we're not just trying to teach them a curriculum or get them ready for the next grade level. We really want them to be ready for life. You know, they're making choices and developing habits that are going to make them lifelong leaders. Because
be
if you're a leader,
more specific about that. Be a little more specific about that, because I remember when I was in elementary school, the world was much younger then, okay? When I was in elementary school, it was a K-6 in Philadelphia, and the leaders of the school, quote, the student council president, they were always sixth graders, okay,
right.
On top of the heap, so to speak,
right.
for we the dorks below, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So talk to me, when you say student leadership, I think you're talking about partially school leadership, but I think you're talking about individual leadership.
Individual leadership.
And the qualities
right.
they can bring to their own classroom and their own
yes.
learning. Just elaborate yes. on that a little bit.
Okay. Well, all of our students set goals for themselves from kindergarten to fifth grade, and that's also a learning process, but they have personal and academic goals, and they track those, and they have them each 9 weeks. So part of the learning process is how to set appropriate goals. Because even as adults, we need to learn how to set appropriate goals. And how do we, and what strategies and resources do we need to meet those goals? So so you're self-monitoring yourself all the time. What do I need to do to make this goal? What do I need to do? Who do I need to ask to help me get this goal? Does it need to be my table mate? Does it need to be my mom? Does it need to be my teacher? Who's going to help me reach this goal of tying my shoe, or reach this goal of going up in my fluency rate, or reach this goal of making a higher grade in math, or learning my multiplication tables. So it's always self-evaluating. Those are life skills, but they're also will help us academically, but will also help us in life. So those are leadership things that will help us also be better leaders. So those are things. We teach children how to talk to each other academically in academic discourse. I think one of the things in society that is a little distressing is that we feel like that if we disagree with someone, we see it modeled on television all the time, that person is a bad person, or that we can yell at them, and there's this all this yelling, and that
yep.
that disagreement is wrong. Well, disagreement is not wrong. We are enriched by disagreement and
right.
academic discourse. So we're teaching them how you disagree with someone and how you can respectfully disagree and add on, and how those disagreements can actually enrich us and maybe even change us and help help make us look at things through different ways. When we talk about that global awareness, that's what we're talking about, and empathy. So those are leadership qualities that we are talking about.
And you know,
about.
It's disagreements. It's disagreements in a polite, courtly way, as opposed to the screaming cable TV
yes.
news shows.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
And that's what we're trying to figure out. I mm-hmm. was talking about that yesterday, Helen. You'll like this. I was talking about that yesterday on a show about No Child Left Behind. Okay. And the person,
mm-hmm.
you know, was talking about that, and I said, you know, there's a lot of controversy about No Child Left Behind, which, of course, was done during the George W. Bush administration. And I said, well, they didn't get up in the morning and decide they want to ruin schools. Okay. They thought this was a good idea. Okay. It wasn't meant to. But the point was, it is an idea. And you put it out there, and now it gives you a point in the center, and you can line up on either side and tweak it. And the point is, you have to disagree in a courtly manner, okay, and compromise to make something that at least starts at a point work better. That's the point of it.
But, right. And if, think about if we could really give our children experiences and that becomes habitual. That's their habit. That's the way they think and that's the way they act. Instead of screaming and saying you're wrong and you're going to stand on one side rather than try to come to the middle and take an idea and tweak it, I mean, that's what we think. You know, that's
yes.
where we're coming from. You know,
So, Kelly, are there a lot of spitball fights in your faculty room or anything like that?
No. No spitball fights in the faculty room.
Okay.
But there are lots of ideas. And there are lots of,
that's good.
I mean, things get
that's
heated,
good.
You know, and they get passionate. Because, I mean, I have some passionate, intense teachers, and I'm a very passionate, intense person. But we know that we can disagree and still respect each other. And that's what we need to model for students.
Disagreement. That's, I wish Congress would go. Why don't you go to Congress and give them, try to make them into an exemplar school?
Right?
That would
yeah.
be good. You know, let me make a suggestion. And it's good. This would involve your cafeteria for those disagreements that need to be settled. You should always have a set of like a dozen cream pies in your faculty room. And if somebody really gets somebody angry, they can hit them in the face with a pie. What do you think?
I don't know about that, but yeah. Okay. That might,
Helen, is that,
they don't
Helen,
like to get
would
their
I
hair
win an exemplar? Would my idea win an exemplar?
I like
school?
Cream pies, but I'm not sure that would work.
Maybe you just eat the cream pie
we
and not throw
some,
the cream
we
pie.
We saw some great, you know, when we were there, we saw some great teachers, you know, having some discourse and conversation even
nice.
With each other about their students and about, you know, what the next steps were and where they were, how
wow.
they were building their plans. And I didn't see any cream pies, I have to confess.
Well, they should have. If it were me, they would have. It'd be collaboration with the cafeteria, and cafeteria is another C.
Well, there you go. Right.
There
right,
you go.
Right.
Kelly, let me ask you a very important question. You're a K-5 school, and your middle school is next. What is the name of the middle school that we're talking about that your kids go to?
Well, our students are split between two middle schools, and we go.
Oh.
Part of our students go to Apple Valley Middle School, and part of our students go to Flat Rock Middle School.
Okay, cool. Both cool names, by the way. So
yes.
Talk to me about, you know, this is extremely important what you're doing, the four C's of P21 and all that sort of thing. You're an exemplar school. How does that filter over as the kids go up in years to a different school, Flat Rock and Apple Creek? Do you collaborate with those teachers as well? How's it work overall in the district? Because you don't want to lose those skills
right.
as they move to the middle school arena. So just
right.
talk to me about that.
Mm-hmm. That is something that we've been talking about. You know, we've been so focused on our own school and improving what's going on here.
Sure.
Now we're starting to look outward. And we've, in fact, I talked with one thing that we're trying to do is a transition with our sixth graders, and we've had a few of our students, it's sort of pilot and some mentors to work with them through their sixth grade year to help them continue with their goals and developing those goals and keeping in touch, of course, through their parents, through their sixth grade year, even going over to the middle school and meeting with them and their teacher as a way to kind of transition that leadership and that goal setting. And
mm-hmm.
So that was one thing we were trying to do. We were talking with the principals there, and the principal at Flat Rock is very interested in maybe continuing with presenting with his staff and talking about adding some leader in me type things at their school and maybe doing some teaching of the pro-social skills and doing some of that during their homeroom time. So we've been talking with both of the middle schools about doing some things to continue.
And they, of course, are doing
some tech. You know, they have some things that they're doing with technology and some 21st century learning. So, you know, we're trying to do some of that stuff across our district.
That's pretty cool. That's good stuff. And, you know, one of the things that makes I'll just use this as an example, makes the middle school stand up and look is the improved progress, literally measurable progress, okay, from what you're doing as an exemplar school and all these wonderful things you're doing at Dana. Just talk to me about the how you're measuring and what the improvement is. You know, that I hate to say it, but that is the bottom line.
It is. And sometimes some of the things that – the outcomes you see are a little bit harder to measure, you know, hard data-wise. One thing definitely everybody wants to measure is test scores, you know, EOG test scores, and we've had some success with that. you know, from 2008 to 2012, we've definitely we've done very well with our EOG test scores. We've closed the gap in math and science between all of our subgroups, where all of our students were performing above 95% proficient in the grades 3 through 5 in science and math. That's even with our students with disabilities, our Hispanic students, our LEP students. And then in reading, we went from 13% of our LEP students to 73% of our LEP students proficient in reading. We went from 50% overall to almost 83% overall proficient in reading in those 4 years. So we feel like the things we're doing with that collaboration and that communication and those critical thinking skills, those things are working for us. Now, of course, we don't have our we've changed the new tests in town. We all know that hearing that, we don't have those scores back. But, you know, we really are standing firm that we know the things we're doing are working, and they're right.
They are working. They are working. So, and that's why I said, I hate to say it, but we got to look at the test results.
We do. Yeah. And so we're going to look at that, and we're going to see what's happening, and then we're going to move forward from that. But the other things that we see, we have seen a much lower rate of office referrals. We've gone,
wow.
I mean,
wow.
They're minimal. I would say, I think last year we had 11 office referrals all year. Most of those were not even, I mean, most of those came from our self-contained intensive intervention classrooms. So students are setting goals, and the thing when they come, they have a goal, and they have, so that helps us kind of, they have these behavior goals, so that really helps us deal with those types of things. They're more self-aware. They know what they're trying to work on, so that really helps. So that is really big. The other thing that you see a marked improvement in is the way they communicate with people around them, adults. They're very at ease communicating, making decisions. So those things are a little harder. You know, you don't have really hard data on that, although I have a lot of anecdotal data. Like I have comments from people who come to visit our school.
I like the anecdotal. I like the anecdotal better than the hard data. I got it.
Because
you
could come and you could walk into a classroom and talk to our students, and they would be very happy to talk to you about what they're doing, and they wouldn't have a. They could very easily share with you their learning. They could share their goals. They could tell you what their goals are. They could talk to you about what they need to do to get to their goal. They could talk to you about anything. They could show you around the school. I mean, they're very comfortable with who they
there's
are
another
as a learner.
C. There's another C. You ready? Are you ready, Helen? Another C? No, comfortable. God, I forgot about comfort. I was going to say confident.
Confident. They are very confident. You have kindergartners.
And Larry, that's what we saw. This is Helen. And, you know, it's and these skills that these students have from a framework perspective, too, if you look at our framework, are these life and career skills. You know, these are the kinds of skills that you need no matter what you do. And in addition, you know, what they've been able to do in the more traditional measures also, and for all the subgroups, is, you know, quite stunning, and really speaks to the leadership that Kelly and her staff has, as well as leadership in the district, for, you know, for supporting that and allowing her to, you know, to build this school in the way that she has done it.
Well, congratulations, Kelly.
Thank you.
You are the best. And I assume Kelly commutes every night home on a winged horse.
Of course I do.
You are a goddess, a winged horse to Olympus, which luckily is in the Blue Ridge Mountains. We gotta go. Congratulations, Kelly.
Thank you.
I knew this would be a great show, and I was really looking forward to it. So thank you. And Helen, as always, p21.org. What can I say? You're great friends of the show. You're terrific.
Yes.
Thank you,
Helen.
And thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.
Okay. Ladies, thanks a million, and we're going to archive the show. I'll talk to you later over at education-talkradio.org. You can tell your friends about that so they can use an example of an exemplar school, okay? Dana Elementary School in Hendersonville, North Carolina. The principal just with us, Kelly Schofield. Archived at education-talkradio.org. You can learn more about P21 at p21.org, p21.org. And I like them to keep adding C's, comfortable, confidence, cafeteria, you know, that sort of thing. Collaboration's already in there. And cream pies, which I just realized isn't so bad. Okay, that's also a C. A lot of C's in the world. I want to thank Follett, okay, for sponsoring today's show. They are just a wonderful company. Go over to Follett.com, F-O-L-L-E-T-T, if you don't believe me. More than 10,000 talented and dedicated associates who strive day in and day out to simplify the delivery of education to customers everywhere by anticipating their needs and delivering solutions that exceed expectations. They touch the lives of millions of students, ranging from adults taking classes on college campuses and in cyberspace to grade school children surfing the internet in their school library. All in all, K-20, pre-K-20, and a great operation. Follett.com, F-O-L-L-E-T-T, all kinds of great stuff going on over there, and thank you for sponsoring. Again, p21.org, okay, Kelly Schofield down at Dana Elementary, thank you so much. We're going to tweet the show out at EduTalk Radio. We're going to archive it at education-talkradio.org. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is a K-12 edition of Education Talk Radio, and thanks so much for listening, either live or on the archives, wherever you are, whenever you are. Have a great day.